I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Coming up, everybody's going to need one. They're not that expensive as a gift, and they benefit a noteworthy cause. I'll tell you what it is right after this.
If your wallet contains photos of your spouse, kids, and at least one trophy bass, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a conservationist. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. Join me and America's 40 million sport shooters and 44 million anglers in celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day. Congress set aside the fourth Saturday of September to thank hunters and anglers for their funding and hard work in fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Learn more at nhfday.org.
The West Virginia DNR's 24th annual wildlife calendar is now on sale. The 2009 edition includes some fantastic artwork by original artists selected from a big pool of submitted entries. Jim Fregonero with the West Virginia DNR's Wildlife Diversity Program out of Elkins tells us this is a tradition that dates back more than two decades and continues to grow in popularity every year.
We've been doing this now for 24 years. And it's a pretty unique calendar because, unlike other calendars, all we have are original artwork. All the artists send in original watercolors or acrylics, any kind of paintings. And we usually get between 200 and 250 paintings every year. And we have a tough time choosing between all the great artwork. But, yeah, you are right. We have been doing this for now 24 years. And I think every year it's getting better and better. More people are learning about it. More people are finding out about it, I should say. And now we send them to every state throughout the whole country and even some countries overseas.
Fregonero says back in 1985, a decision was made by those who make those decisions at DNR to go with something different than other states were doing, which is use photography in their calendar.
All the other calendars, and saw that a lot of them do have photos, and we decided that we wanted something different, you know, something unique to the state. And every now and then we do get calls from people saying that we wish that you might maybe think about having some pictures or some photographs.
Each calendar is $8, and it features a wealth of information from the various seasons to daily tips on outdoors and information about the state's fauna and flora. Money generated from that calendar benefits the wildlife diversity programs at DNR.
All the funds generated by the sale of the calendar goes and helps out the wildlife diversity program. We do a lot of monitoring of a lot of the lesser-known animals, birds, insects, reptiles, invertebrates, and we help out with endangered species, and we do a lot of monitoring, a lot of surveying.
You can get those calendars at any DNR office around the state or buy them online at the DNR website, www.wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.